Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry, and I would like to tell you about the wonderful opportunity that the Lord has given my wife Lynette and I to serve Him through this great and historic ministry, working in the Midwest, based in Wisconsin, telling people about the Friends of Israel and the important biblical teachings that our ministry represents. Now, you might say, what is the Friends of Israel? And so I'd like to share our mission statement with you. It's that the Friends of Israel is a worldwide evangelical ministry proclaiming biblical truth about Israel and the Messiah while bringing physical and spiritual comfort to the Jewish people. The Friends of Israel is a multifaceted ministry. I'm going to tell you about some of the things that it's involved with, literally, as it says here, all throughout the world, as we go here in just over this few minutes of this short presentation. But before I do, I'd like to remind you of the historic nature of our ministry. The Friends of Israel has been doing this work for a long time. Now, when I say that to groups in churches, if there are young people present in the meeting, I like to say and joke that for some of them, that might mean that we have been in existence as a ministry since at least the 1990s, and they will laugh at that. And yet I find even some older folks who will say that they think the Friends of Israel probably goes back at least to the 70s or the 50s, or a popular guess is the 1940s. Some are surprised when I tell them that the Friends of Israel began in 1938. Yes, 3 weeks after the official launch of the Holocaust, an event that we call Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, November 9 and 10, 1938. Adolf Hitler, in his demonically demented mind, had a vision of cleansing the nation of Germany, and he viewed as integral to that the idea of persecuting, tormenting the Jewish people, ridding the land of them, and thus using such actions as a fulcrum to transform all of Europe and, yes, the world into a thousand-year Reich, his kingdom on earth centered in Nazi Germany and ruled with the force of the greatest fighting force known to man, the Nazi German army. And Hitler had this vision and began to carry it out in Kristallnacht when he took 30,000 Jewish men off to Dachau and Buchenwald, and the Holocaust began. Well, 3 weeks later in Philadelphia, the Friends of Israel began. Had a slightly different name at that time because its focus was on bringing refugees to America. It was called the Friends of Israel Refugee Relief Committee. And of course, in a couple of years, there were no more refugees to bring, sadly. So the name was changed, and the history went from there under the leadership of great and godly men like Dr. Harry Ironside, senior pastor at the Moody Church in Chicago, and Dr. Lewis Berry Chafer, co-founder of Dallas Seminary. These were some of the early influencers of the Friends of Israel. And the Friends of Israel, I'm happy to report to you today, continues on the same doctrinal foundation, if anything, a stronger foundation than that which was originally laid. And it continues on its mission, and its work goes on all around the world, reaching Jewish people, reaching Gentiles, with the wonderful good news of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and with teaching about Israel, her past, present, and prophetic future, and God's plan for the ages, and the fact that we as believers owe a great debt and have a wonderful obligation to the Jewish people and all the gifts that they have given to us down throughout history. And so this is our message as we go into churches week by week to teach about the importance of Israel, to share truths that are often sadly in decline today about the future of Israel in Bible prophecy, to encourage churches to begin thinking about having a meaningful outreach of bringing physical and spiritual comfort to those Jewish people that are all around us that we have often failed to even realize. And this is what we do. This is our work. This is our goal. This is our focus. And to be engaged in this work full-time, we must raise our own financial support. And so part of our message here today is to invite you to join with us, because as you might realize, we cannot do any of this without our friends, without those who also want to become friends of Israel. Dare I say, the Friends of Israel itself could not do any of its work without God's people coming along to help. And that help takes the form of interest in our teaching, involvement in our work, of prayer, certainly, but also there is the need for financial giving to support our work and to support the Friends of Israel. And I'll say more about that just before we close this time. But I want you to know that you can find much more information about the Friends of Israel at FOI.org. You can find out about the ministry's history. You can find all kinds of resources, news, blog, bookstore, information about how to go to Israel, how to serve in Israel, what the Friends of Israel is doing all throughout the world. That's all available to you right here at FOI.org. Of course, some have heard of our magazine who have not heard of our ministry before, or they may not have put the two together, because the Friends of Israel is well known for its historic magazine, Israel My Glory. It's been published since 1942. It goes all over the world, and it's read by people in many countries. It's one of the most widely circulated and well-respected magazines in the Christian world today, and has been for decades. And I entrust to you the content of Israel My Glory, that wonderful title coming from Isaiah 46, verse 13, Israel My Glory. You can also read it online at israelmyglory.org. You can get the app for your phone and even catch up with past episodes issues, I should say, as the ministry continues to add those to the archives, and you can read all about even the history of the Friends of Israel there. You can also, as I said, we're a multifaceted ministry, and another facet that you can keep up with us is through the radio program, The Friends of Israel Today, with my friend Chris Katelka as the teacher, and you can listen at foiradio.org. Here in Wisconsin in the Midwest, you can hear it on Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. on VCY America, which is also available on sermonaudio.com. And I invite you to listen each week and to learn to foiradio.org. We have our own page on foi.org/sharf where you can donate to our ministry. As I said, we are raising support, trusting the Lord to be able to commit ourselves to this ministry, for me to serve full-time as church ministry's representative. And again, the only way that we can do that is through the help and the giving of God's people. And we praise the Lord for several supporting churches and numerous individuals who've pledged support or given special gifts to our account. And we'd like to invite you to join that effort to make it possible for us to undertake this ministry, even as Paul counseled to his disciples in Colossians 4:17. Saying of Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord that you may fulfill it. And so we want to fulfill this great opportunity that God has given to us, tremendous open doors of blessing and marvelous opportunity before us. But we need your help in order to be able to do that. And so we invite you to visit our page at foi.org/sharf. You can also read several blogs that I've written. I'll continue to write those that are available on the FOI website. And one of them tells the story of how we got to this ministry and how we overcame our hesitation about joining a ministry that required us to raise support. But we believe God called us to it, and We believe he will help and supply us and see us through it. And so I'd like to leave you with points of contact today. You can email me anytime, psharf@foi.org. And you can also call me at 608-566-5440. And another address that is not on this card, but you can join my follow my Facebook page for Friends of Israel, Paul J. Scharf, Friends of Israel, at facebook.com/psharf.foi. And from there, you can also get to our Facebook group, Become Friends of Israel with Paul J. Scharf. Well, it's been wonderful to connect with you here today. I hope you've enjoyed this short presentation and learned something about the Friends of Israel and our ministry. And say, perhaps you'd like to really become an integral part of our ministry by helping us through prayer and through financial giving and through direct involvement in many other ways that will be available as we progress, Lord willing, and seek to fulfill this ministry that God has given to us. May the Lord encourage you today through this short presentation. Thank you for listening, and may he give you every blessing. Thanks for listening. This is Paul Scharf for Friends of Israel. Thanks so much.